call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Hi, my name is Roseanne Samian. I will be one of the speakers for Leadership Summit 2020, hosted by Victorious Living Foundation. This year's theme is positive disruption. Yes, I said it correctly, positive and disruptive. Join me as I tell you a story of how I made my circumstances one great adventure. Let's dream again. Sign up at www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Date for this life-changing event is October 10th. I will see you there. Like I said, let's dream again.
Well, with me on the show today, I've got five lovely guests from around the world. I've got Dr. Nicole Ernemae Francis Cotton, the visionary of Victorious Living Foundation here on St. Martin. She's the visionary and founder of this foundation that does great work on the island of St. Martin regionally, internationally. And I've also got Mr. David Campbell from out of the USA, and you're going to hear about him in just a little while from now. I've also got Mr. Dionisio Wyeth from Spaceless Gardens on St. Martin, and Mr. Dr. Johannes R. Visslinger from Lifestyle Prescriptions University in Germany. And they're all here on the line. So let me just, of course, honor them all here. And I'll start off first with the Honorable Deanne Kentish Rogers. She's the Minister of Education, Social and Development on Anguilla. She was recently elected, and this was following the elections on Anguilla, beautiful island of Anguilla. And today she is in this position where she and her team, cabinet, are making a difference on St. Martin. She's also the 2018 Miss Universe, that's Great Britain Miss Universe. And wow, what a pleasure to have her on the line. And many more things that she has done around the world and for Anguilla. Dr. Nicole Ernemae Francis Cotton, who is the visionary, and I mentioned, of Victorious Living Foundation. She's the number one best-selling author of Success from the Hearth, and author of It's Time for Change, How to Thrive in Trying Times, and Love is Forever, the true tale of love and romance shared between 101-year-old daughter of St. Martin soil, Mrs. Carmen Hodge Carrington, and her husband Ralph Gordon Carrington. She's a certified success trainer and coach and lifestyle prescription medicine health coach. So you're going to be hearing from her, and you're going to be hearing from David Campbell. He's a life purpose and relationship master coach who specializes in men issues. He is the founder of Men in Action Network, and he believes that men are relevant in their homes, church, society, and this world. So he's doing really great work out there with young men and men in general. And he is with me from in the USA, Dr. Johannes R. Visslinger. He is the founder of Lifestyle Prescriptions University, offering master's and PhD doctorate degrees in root cause health coaching and lifestyle medicine. He's the author of five books, including The Root Cause of All Symptoms, director and producer of the Titans of Yoga and Lifestyle Medicine documentary film, co-founder and national of the National Yoga Month in September, and passionate to inspire healthy and conscious living. And then I've got Dionisio Wyeth, who is also a young, ambitious entrepreneur. He's the director of Spaceless Gardens, Creative Cultural Expressions, News Magazine, and project developer and founder of Eco St. Martin Agriculture Research and Development Center Foundation. Good afternoon and welcome to Love and Inspiration. As you all are here for a reason, and that is Dr. Nicole Unme Francis Cotton, as I may mention, it's all with regards to the third annual Victorious Living Leadership Summit taking place on the 9th and 10th of October this year. But of course, the 8th year of Victorious Living Foundation having such a powerful leadership summit with regards to LeaderCast. So let me start off with you, since you are the visionary. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Nicole Unme Francis Cotton. How are you doing?
Good afternoon to you, to our wonderful guests, and to your listeners all around the world. It's a pleasure to be here on Love and Inspiration.
Fantastic. It's a pleasure to have you. And I'm also connecting here with Dr. Johannes Wisselinger. Good evening to you.
Hi, Roy. How are you? Very nice to be here. Thank you so much for the invite.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And Minister of Education and Social Development, the Honorable Deanne Kentish Rogers in Anguilla. Good afternoon to you, Honorable Minister.
Hi, good afternoon, Roy. It's a pleasure to be here on Love and Inspiration.
Thank you. And over in the USA, Mr. David Campbell, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon, sir. It's good to be here with all these esteemed guests. And of course, your radio listener, it is good to be a part and share with you.
Fantastic. Great to have you, Mr. David Campbell. And on St. Martin, Mr. Dionisio Wyatt of Spaceless Gardens. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone and radio listeners. Thank you for inviting me to the show as well, right?
Great. Lovely to have you here. So we're speaking to the great nation of St. Martin, the Eastern Caribbean and around the world today on the show. And I just want to go over to you, Dr. Nicole Unme Francis Cotton, because you are the visionary of this event that is going to be taking place on the 9th of October and the 10th. Can you share with us what this is all about, really?
Well, as many of your listeners may have heard in the past, and for those who haven't, Victorious Living is all about empowering, enlightening, and transforming lives, whether it's families, couples, individuals, young people, communities. So several years ago, back in 2013, while on my own personal quest to improve my leadership, I discovered LeaderCast. This was because I was pursuing becoming a better leader, being a better me. And in that process, I stumbled on lots of great information from John Maxwell. And John Maxwell, at the time, was a part of LeaderCast. And I got an email in my inbox saying, LeaderCast, creating leaders worth following. And I was, wow. I looked at it and I realized this was something that I could have done for myself. And in the process of doing so, I decided I wanted to engage the entire community so that as a community, we could build our leadership. So as I did that, we embarked as a foundation in 2013 to be a partner with LeaderCast, which is based out of Atlanta. And in doing that, we were able to make a great impact that first year. As I looked at leaders from every walk of life, we had persons who were in the clergy, those in education, in business, in various spheres of our community, civil servants, and even students. And from that first year of launching LeaderCast, we realized that this is something that we needed to continue doing. Therefore, it's now been 8 years since we have been doing LeaderCast. And then 3 years ago, as I recognized there was more of a hunger for leadership development and an even greater necessity, we decided to create a leadership summit. So we built on LeaderCast being on day one, and then we added day two, which is why our esteemed guests are here with us today, because they are part of day two, where we will have our local, regional, and international speakers as well. So that's it in a nutshell.
That is powerful. I do appreciate that, Dr. Nicole Unme Francis Cotton. Great work, recognizing that this is so needed for time as such, and over the years, actually, from 2013 to today, 2020, and how it has grown over the years. And today, having such esteemed guests, as you've stated, who are going to be sharing a world of knowledge in terms of how to positively disrupt the status quo in whatever sphere you may be in, maybe your job, maybe in family, maybe in government, maybe around the world, whatever it may be. And talking about that, as a matter of fact, because you've had government officials in the past that have attended a LeaderCast, and now you've extended it to the second day, the Leadership Summit itself, in the third year. On the line, of course, here with us, we have the Honorable Deanne Kentish Rogers, who is new in her position as the Minister of Education and Social Development on Anguilla, and as I understand, a very progressive party she's part of, and also herself very ambitious and progressive. Honorable Minister, as you're listening to this and being part of this powerful event as one of the speakers on day two, October 10th, what can you share really about being part of this and the whole aspect of positive disruption?
Thank you, Roy. Thank you for having me once again. I'm really excited to be a part of this because I think it's important, especially as a new minister, someone who has created some positive change and positive disruption in the realm of government and politics, that what I've learned is accessible to others, because a big part of positive change is upping your game as the individual. So there are some building blocks that you need to have for positive disruption. And it requires us to first come to the table with big open hearts, so that you can be as committed as possible to what your mission is. And then that requires you to sustain that type of commitment and transformation. And the only way you can really maintain that transformation is if you keep remembering why you're doing what you're doing, and to continue to exercise that compassion for what you're doing. So for me, as my position in government, I'm trying to set the tone from the top. And I think that's really important. And when you see changes in the status quo happening on the level that it did for my party in Anguilla, where we are really on the round, a very, very new party, and where elections worldwide have seen incumbents take back their seats, it was the opposite in Anguilla. We really and truly removed the incumbents on a massive scale. So there was something more than what was usually the motivator for those who are going to the polls, for those who wanted to see something in government. And that's what we had the mandate. We had the mandate from the people to go and to do more, to show them and to kind of reinstill belief in them.
That's really so very important, as you stated that, Honorable Minister, because, you know, when persons are so accustomed to the status quo in the country, from how things are done or how things are planned, you know, it's so hard to break away from that. And that also has to do, too, on how the minds have been conditioned, on how we are going to run the country. And then you as citizens, for instance, and I'm not saying that that's the case in Anguilla, but I'm just giving an example, that you then maybe in your mind start to think, well, okay, government will take care of this and things will be done this way. But it's really about bringing to that point, understanding that, hey, you have got the power to make that change. And if persons are in government positions and as ministers or parliamentarians that recognize the importance of empowering the people and moving them into the direction to make that country prosperous, then you're talking about positive disruption. Is that making sense? Are you with me on that, Honorable Minister?
Yes, completely, completely.
Fantastic.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I'd go further to say that it's even. I won't encroach on someone else's time. So
no, that's okay. You can say what you wanted to say because we are getting through this lovely. So I don't want you to lose your thought, Honorable Minister. Go ahead.
I was simply saying I had a very good conversation with a young man yesterday, and I remember him saying that he feels a sense of togetherness with us and with my administration. And it's been important for us to instill this feeling of trust and that we're all in this together, which is something you'd hear for the coronavirus a lot. But it's important that we kind of move away from divisiveness and we instill that sense of togetherness. And when you're building something on togetherness, that's when you have a real positive disruption because everyone has bought into it.
That is so well said. I appreciate that. And I'm happy that I managed to, you know, give you that opportunity to state that, because that was such a very important statement to make on the airwaves, not only for your country, but for everyone listening around the world. And just moving over to Dr. Johannes Wisselinger, who is the founder of the Lifestyle Prescriptions Medicine University. Talk to us a little bit about, where do you come in with positive disruption? Because we're talking about health here. And for persons who may not understand what Lifestyle Prescription University is about, or healthcare, or health coaching, can you share with us a little bit about that? And then leading on to what the minister just stated, how are you bringing that positive disruption?
Well, first of all, I think health is one of the highest values for most people, you know, because as we say, that saying, without health, you know, everything else, it doesn't mean that much. And what we've seen, I mean, I've been in this field for 30 plus years, there's actually a total lack of education in terms of what our bodies are all about, why we're healthy, why we're not healthy, which, as we call it, root causes affect us. And I see it right now even more. You know, there's so much fear out there. Especially because something that we do not understand is affecting us. And a lot of science that is coming out right now and will come out even more is that very possibly the fear, the confusion, and also the economic consequences might be even worse than what we're experiencing right now in terms of not knowing what the virus is about and so on. So what we really focus on is educating the general public, and also in bigger scale, like awareness campaign. Like right now is National Yoga Month, with 3 yoga month classes, if anybody is into yoga, which I've been doing for 12 years in the US mostly, which is a national observance every September. But one of the things that I think is so needed is that what is called lifestyle medicine, which is basically that our lifestyle, to say it really simple, what we eat, how well we eat, how well and how often we exercise, the social environment, the social connections that we have, like your show is so wonderful, you know, love and inspiration, in a sense of how much love and connection we feel in our families and their societies, which is obviously an issue these days, how well we sleep, and this is the most important part that we focus a lot, how our emotions and the stress we experience and our thoughts affect us. And the science is very clear, right? Up to about, what, 80% or so of chronic health issues can be reversed, stopped or reversed. And so our goal is, obviously, we intend to make St. Martin a home for the degree program. You know, being on a beautiful island never hurts, right? And then mostly educate and train. There's a lot of, and my vision is, and that's not just me, but healthcare needs to change. Healthcare, what we need is not just emergency medicine, which is important, obviously, but we need a huge field that is about preventive, supportive healthcare, where we help people to live healthier. And it's possible to do, you know, not just on an individual scale, but on a country scale. And I hope, you know, Anguilla and St. Martin, smaller countries, have the chance right now. I think in a situation like this, you know, what's going to happen in 5-10 years? How do we change structures to really make a difference? So we are the healthiest country in the world in 5-10 years, you know, and we know what to do. It just needs the willingness to do it in terms of governments.
I appreciate that, Dr. Johannes. So very important at a time like this. And as you stated, really now being also too in a pandemic, and persons having that fear of the unknown, even self, besides that, recognizing how important it is to have a very healthy nation, and about what we eat, the lifestyle, as you've stated it, very important aspects. And talking about what we eat, having someone so very, as an expert in this field, and so passionate about what he does, I'm just looking at just connecting here with Denisha Wyatt, who is, of course, an agriculturalist here on St. Martin, and he is the founder of Spaceless Gardens. So, Denisha, talk to us a little bit, just building on what Dr. Johannes just stated about how important about what we look at, what we eat, and what you're doing in the same at the same time of positive disruption. Go ahead, Denisha, we're listening.
Hey, good afternoon again, everyone. I must say, Roy, thanks again for inviting me to the show and having these distinguished guests to really share all of this positive information. I must commend Mr. Fislinger. Sorry if I'm a bit messed up with the name. Everything that he said was absolutely right. You know, health is the most important thing that a person should really set as a priority, because without health, I mean, we can't get up, go to work. We can't be able to function in our daily livelihoods, you know. So health is the most important thing. And education within the value of nutrition and understanding the body is one of the most important things and essential things people should consider while focusing on a positive routine towards daily health improvement. And that all starts with the food. And again, with our surroundings, mental health, physical health, engaging in positive exercise and creating daily and healthy eating habits. Most of the time that we think sometimes that we're eating healthy, when just not paying attention to building healthy eating habits and routines, which will lead to long-term sustainable livelihoods and health choices and upkeeps. And the most important thing is about education and awareness. So for us, over the past few years being in St. Martin, when it came along to me personally, I got into the field of agriculture because I went away and I studied for multimedia technology. And during that time, I basically lost my grandmother. And going through that ailment of losing somebody close to you at the time brought a lot of mental stress, you know. And mentally, I became diagnosed with epilepsy at the time in 2006. And it was a really challenging time because of all the stress having to deal with the changes in your body and the changes in your routine and the high doses of medication. And how do you go back to a normal lifestyle? And I'm returning back to St. Martin. I had a brief eye-opener when it came to the encounter with agriculture. And as I dived a little bit more deeper into it, just as Mr. Flissinger mentioned, I started to notice that by the things you eat can reverse a lot of different health complications in your body. So me personally, by that really opened up a different channel within my mindset as to explore more on how I could probably get into understanding the body more, but more rather getting rid of the dis-ease instead of disease, dis-ease. And on this journey, I started to realize that there's only really one reason in the world, and that's the compromisation of the immune system, no matter what kind of complications you really have. Once your immune system bypassed immune deficiency, then there's really so much your body could help recover itself. Our bodies, most of the time, is built to recover itself once you feed it and give it the right things. And surround yourself with the right environments mentally too as well. Your body can basically overcome any circumstance that it was basically exposed to. So for me, that was really the most engaging starting point on why I went a little bit more deeper into agriculture to engage on my own self-health. And now 4 years later, from going deep into it, from like 2014, that's been a whole I'm now seizure-free. And that really, really motivated me now to start to educate people a little bit more about, hey, what you are, what you eat, basically. And in a country like St. Martin, where basically we import everything and it's basically, how you say, limited to the access of type of healthy, quality, organic food that can actually help us to heal our body. And the educational factor of the local stuff that are already there that we don't even know about and consume that have all of these medicinal properties allowed me to just venture a little bit more deeper into the re-educational aspect into the community on what can be possible. So for us, by being a country that didn't have any direction with agriculture and just import-export market, I mean, just the import market with no possibilities to export either, I find a positive disruption with us in the community was to change the status quo on how people think on the possibilities of the reality for development and agriculture for St. Martin. And not only that, but the long-term sustainability within the health benefits and economical benefits that it could also bring. You know, and during the course of the years, looking at economical diversification, imagine from one tomato, you could create nose. There's a real value in the pillar of agriculture that I wouldn't say many Caribbean countries lack, because a lot of them, but I would say we as St. Martin really lack and kind of put on the sidelines from being actually able to reap the overall benefits and the fundamentals of the implementation of agriculture into St. Martin. So for us, it's about, you know, getting people and the community to be educated and to know that, hey, it's not really about sitting either and waiting on government, but it's about what you can also do to positively impact your community, even as a young business entrepreneur, or even as a skillful, well-knowledgeable person. You can make a significant difference, consistency towards your mission as well.
I appreciate that. You've hit the nail on
the head. Thank you.
You're welcome. You've hit the nail on the head, Dionisio. You said the key words, and that is, again, not waiting on government, but taking that step and really indulging in the fact of that positive disruption. What you are able to identify as a citizen of your country or in your family or in your job or whatever, that's about taking that step and bringing that positive disruption. Also on the line here on the interview today, David Campbell, who is a life purpose and relationship master coach who specializes in men issues. David, so wonderfully having you on the show today. Can you talk to us a little bit about how you are bringing that positive disruption in the lives of men? And in particular, as we think about it, David, so very often we hear, well, where are the good husbands out there? Where are the good men? Talk to us a little bit about this, because there's so many persons plugged in right now and want to hear what you've got to share, David.
Thank you, Mr. Cotton, and to all our esteemed guests, to our Director of Health, both of you, and of course to the visionary, Ms. Nicole, and to our leader in politics. Welcome. It is good to be here and to share with your listeners. So we're talking about positive disruption, and by default, when it comes to our society, it's not really what we like, because normally we frown upon any kind of disruption, whether it's a behavior in the home or in our society, and we favor more compliance behavior type deals. So oftentimes to say positive disruption almost seems a myth, because disruption in itself is really kind of chaotic. So I'll take a different stance in my approach to our discussion in saying the following. Does God have your permission to disrupt your life? Number two, there's nothing more futile than trying to run away from something you can't outrun. Number three, the bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you refuse to turn. And lastly, if you could see through the eyes of your enemy, you'll realize how important you are. So to capstone all those pieces is really getting men to understand that, number one, disruption comes from different places, especially here in the COVID-19 that we have in the country and, of course, different parts of the world. And even though it's viewed upon as something that's really, really is a sense of chaos and people are hurt by that, but during the midst of chaos, there are opportunities that you can provide, especially as a man or as a husband. You now have the opportunity to come home. You now have the opportunity to engage with your wife. You now have the opportunity to be a part of homeschooling process with your children. You now have an opportunity to live a life that's based on design and not by default. Normally, our men will go out there and they'll work. And of course, when they come home, they're tired and somehow they're not really connected in their home. Now you have an opportunity to really connect so your children can see how you are in the home. They can see how you value your wife. They can see how you value them as an individual. They will come and they'll share their entire story with you. And even though your day is long, but you still have an obligation and an opportunity to connect with your family so your boys and your daughters can see what healthy men look like. So sometimes God will choose and have disruption in our lives, not to bring a sense of chaos, but more to bring a sense of awareness so we can change the way we think and feel. Number two, there's nothing more futile than trying to outrun something you can't outrun. And oftentimes, there are problems that men face in life that somehow it is put directly under the rug. Okay. And sometimes that may not be the best thing. Sometimes you just have to take on things head on and say, okay, hon, how do we get through this process? How can we analyze this so we can be better for ourselves? How will this affect me? How will this affect you? How will this affect those others who are around us, like our children? What are the long-term effects of this? And how do we kind of balance that so our home can be better? And therefore, lastly, the statement which I use, the bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you refuse to turn. And oftentimes people don't really like change. We like doing the status quo. Will this work for my dad? Will this work for my grandfather? However, different time, different era. Now you have an opportunity to look at what dad did or what your uncle did and take some positive changes from that and then adapt, because a part of positive change or positive disruption is adaptation. And adaptation is very, very important for long-term sustainability. So that's the angle in which I like to work with men, to get them to realize that they are valued. They are important. Your presence in being connected to your wife and children is ever so important, because you carve and form the destiny of who they are. And based on who you are in the home, you know, we say children live what they live and they live what they learn. So you have an opportunity to shape the lives of your sons and daughters so they can be a better version of who you are. You can't control them, okay? But you can help to form structures of who they are by positive reinforcement. And based on how you live, they will say, you know what? I saw my dad doing this. I saw my dad behind the stove. I saw my dad really helping my mom. I saw my dad, you know, he came home and he helped us with our homework. You know, we took some time together, you know, like every Friday we kind of went for ice cream and so on. So these are just positive reinforcements that, doing positive disruption, we have an opportunity to really begin to take a hold of.
Powerful, David. I appreciate it very, very much. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, just listening to David speak there as a father, as I know of three boys, and he's married to, you know, his lovely wife. And just being on air today and sharing with you, this is something that I can really appreciate, because today that is so important for our fathers out there to take on board, that they play such a very important role in their family lives, their children's life. And for the more fact, even as a husband. So I really appreciate what you shared, David, and I'm definitely looking forward to hearing you speak among the speakers on October 10th during the virtual second day of the LeaderCast, of Victorious Living Foundation Leadership Summit. Dr. Nicole Erneme Francis Cotton, visionary of this all, as you're listening to some of the speakers here who are going to be speaking to the world on October 10th, can you just share with us how can persons register for that event? Because I know it's going to be 2 days, October 9th and 10th. But before you say that, just briefly, tell us, so what do we need to know more about this? Because I'm sure everyone is jumping like, I want to get to this event from Victorious Living, the Leadership Summit.
Yes, I am so excited as I listen to each of the speakers, because I know it's going to be powerful and transformational. And so for those persons listening and saying, okay, this is amazing, I want to be a part of it, they can go to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. That's victoriouslivingfoundation.com. And there's a page for the Leadership Summit where they can download their registration form and send that back to us. We would have had it at the Simpson Bay Resort, and we are very grateful for Simpson Bay Resort being a partner. With our COVID cases, we decided, however, to do it as a virtual event. So doing it as a virtual event now, it has expanded our reach. And so persons not only on St. Martin, but around the world would be able to benefit. So it expands it, but we still want to give a plug to the Simpson Bay Resort, which is a beautiful resort here on St. Martin. So when persons do decide to visit, that they can check them out. And you would be able to register for both days. And on the first day, which is with our partner LeaderCast, it is a virtual event as well. So you'll be able to plug in directly to LeaderCast itself, to the rebroadcast of LeaderCast, which was in May. And I must tell you, listeners, that it was powerful. And so we will be doing the rebroadcast of it, because not everyone was able to attend. And we had speakers such as Andy Stanley. We had the Magic Johnson, Dr. Henry Cloud. And these are persons who are internationally known. We had a digital anthropologist as well, and executive director of Redford Institute that dealt with emerging technologies, Rahaf Hafush, Matt Wallert, a behavioral scientist. So that's on the first day. But on the second day, we have a live event where these wonderful speakers who have been sharing with us today, in addition to a host of others, we're going to be talking about positively disrupting these particular niches, these industries, because it is time for change. If we're honest with ourselves, the things that we have been doing, whether it's in education or in politics or in the community, in manhood, how persons perceive manhood, these are all areas that we are focusing on, and we are going to dissect and help persons to look at it from a different perspective so that we can start to be better persons in our community.
This sounds amazing, Dr. Nicole. I'm super excited about it, October 9th and 10th, 2020. And this is a two-day event, as we are understanding. What are the times, actually? Because persons may then know what, when, and how they're going to be plugging in virtually, because persons may be just asking themselves that question. So October 9th and 10th, when does it start and when does it finish?
So for the 9th, you would be able to start at 8 or at any time that you plug into it, because it is a rebroadcast. So you have the flexibility on the 9th to be able to engage it the entire day. So it's a 24-hour opportunity. For the 10th, being live, we will be starting at 8:30 a.m. and we will run through to 4:30 with breaks in between, but it will be engaging. And the platform in which we will be using, everyone that registers will get all of those details in the coming weeks. So right now we are just putting the things in place to ensure that we have a smooth and a great event. And we're grateful for TLM being one of our sponsors in the past that has helped us with the internet connection. And we are also grateful for Smokehouse that has helped us with our presentation in terms of the ads that we will put off. And none other than the Artist House, who will be one of the speakers as well, Ms. Diane Sanya, she does our graphics for us. So it is promising to be a very powerful event.
Fantastic. I do appreciate that very much. And I remember that you stated earlier, if persons do want to register, they can go to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. And as we are coming to the end of this powerful interview, once again, for persons who are listening and maybe just plugged in, I'm speaking on air right now in this powerful interview with five individuals who are experts in their field. And first of all, I'm speaking with the Honorable Minister of Education and Social Development on the beautiful island of Anguilla, the Honorable Deanne Kentish Rogers. And besides her being the Minister of Education and Social Development on Anguilla, she's also the 2018 Miss Universe, Great Britain Miss Universe. So it's a pleasure to have her on the show once again. I'm speaking with Denicio Wyatt, and he is, of course, an agriculturalist here on St. Martin. He's the Director of Spaceless Gardens. And a while ago, I received a message from one of the listeners wanting to know where Spaceless Gardens is located on St. Martin. I'm pretty sure they want to visit you, Denicio, so you'll be able to answer that in just a bit. And I also have, from straight out of Germany, Dr. Johannes Wisselinger, and he is the founder and director of Lifestyle Prescriptions Medicine University. And we do have Mr. David Campbell, who is, as we stated, he is the founder of Men and of Action Network, Relationship and Master Coach. So we have him also too with us, and Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton, the visionary of Victorious Living Foundation. So as we round up here, I just have to say, this is going to be so amazing. having persons connected as yourselves on here. Honorable Minister of Education, you heard from Dr. Johannes Wisselinger the exciting news that he stated, the plans to have the university connected with Victoria Slim Foundation to St. Martin. Anguilla is just right next door. You are in education. You're always, as you know, your team, your political party, looking at ways on how to move forward your country. And then you have Denicia White here, who is passionate about what he's doing and talking about what we eat and how important it is, agriculture. And then we have David Campbell here, just really a powerful network. I just want to ask you, Honorable Minister, as you hear from the speakers right now, we're going to be speaking on the 10th, and hearing what I just said about all the great connections and what could be possible, what are your thoughts on that, Honorable Minister Deanne?
Well, I think it's a great opportunity to be surrounded by individuals who are so passionate about what they do. And also thoughtful, because that's the most important part, to put your heart and your thoughts into what you're doing. I remember hearing one of the speakers say it stuck in my head, the bend in the road isn't the end unless you refuse to turn. And it's something that a lot of people are facing right now. And as a government minister, our responsibility is to ensure that all people's well-being, and that extends from the family to agriculture, making sure that what we eat is healthy, ensuring that we have good food supply chains. It extends to health. It crosses all over us. And I'm really excited to be able to be in the same virtual space as these speakers, because I can see the passion and I can see that I can learn from them myself.
Fantastic. I do appreciate that, Honorable Minister of Education and Social Development on Anguilla, the Honorable Deanne Kentish Rogers. And just wanted to hear from you, Dr. Johannes Wisselinger. And as I go around here, then after Dr. Johannes, I'll hear from Denicia White, so you'll be able to also answer for the listener who asks where your gardens are located on St. Martin. And I just want to mention that there are listeners plugging right now in the UK, so we are connected and covered all around the world. Dr. Johannes.
Yes. So first of all, thanks again, Roy, and everybody in the room for the inspiration. For, you know, I think that's the beautiful thing, that there are so many people now that even we're going through difficult times, they step out and say, how can I improve my life? How can I do things better? If it's health, if it's a career, if it's, you know, family. And I think that's the beautiful thing, you know, the spirit of human beings, that they always step up and take the next step and steps. And for us, in terms of healthcare, that's why we're starting to offer the degree programs, the master's, bachelor, master's, and PhD doctorate degree programs, because in health coaching and lifestyle medicine, because we feel that level of education is just needed, it's lacking. And I firmly believe over the next 10 years, like in 10 years, we will have a very different healthcare system. And that's my passion, my goal. If there's, let's say, St. Martin or Anguilla, if there are, you know, 20, 30 health coaches, just imagine, you know, what can happen in terms of health, but not just nutrition, not just physical health, but also obviously mental health, emotional health, and social health. And so there is a tremendous opportunity right now. And for information, obviously, whoever's interested can go to lifestyleprescriptions.tv. And obviously, lifestyle prescriptions means not writing a prescription for drugs or medication or diagnostics, but writing prescriptions for habit change. And that is extremely effective. So thanks again, Roy, for inviting me.
You're more than welcome, Dr. Johannes Wisselinger, straight out of Germany here with us. And Mr. Denicia White, the floor is yours as we close off. And then we'll hear from David Campbell. And finally, from the visionary of Victoria Slim Foundation, Dr. Nicole Iname Francis Cotton.
All right, thanks again, Roy. And I want to just thank everyone also to be able to hear their passion and their vision and how they they make an effect also positively in their communities. I think I always have a saying, like, once we're in the right place at the right time to be able to do the right thing, that means we were basically strategically placed to be able to make something happen, you know? And for me, it's always about positive networking and communication and dialogue. At the end of the day, can create endless possibilities and opportunities. And as many mentioned, you know, when it comes to the COVID-19, you know, like David mentioned a while back, at the end of the day, it's all about perspective, you know, the way we see things. So if we choose to reach to the end of the road and not take the bend, then we don't know what the possibilities are. The same way most of us think when one door closes, the opportunity is over. But we have to look at it as the door closes because we were not supposed to go through that door. You know, so by networking and communication and building positive dialogue, sharing inspirational goals and possibilities and visions, I mean, once we all able to share the same space and be able to communicate, I think that is the first most important step towards making changes a definite reality. So I'm grateful for just having the opportunity to be here and learn from everyone. And quickly before I go, I wanted to comment on Minister Rogers for, I think this morning I saw something with a real positive change when it came to the cultural values of allowing children in Anguilla now to embrace their natural hair. And I think I just read that yesterday and I wanted to comment you on that. It was funny that I read it yesterday and end up in this meeting with you today. But that really left a significant impact on me, on how that really made a positive change towards the future on how our youngsters and our Caribbean people really start to look at themselves, you know? So I commend you for that. Thank you, Rai, and thank all the guests for also allowing me to have this time here. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome, definitely. And Denisio, for the listener who wanted to know where Spaceless Gardens is located on St. Martin, and of course, persons around the world would know now.
Oh, sorry. So we're located in the St. Peter's area of St. Martin, behind Hillside Christian School, for those that are familiar with the area. Or you can also, to get a speedy direction, you can go to Spaceless Gardens on Facebook. Our website is stmartinagriculture.com. But on Facebook, at Spaceless Gardens, or at my personal page, Denisio Wyatt, you could search for directions to Spaceless Gardens, and we'll have a video directing you straight there from the bottom of St. Peter's Road straight up to our garden to make it a whole lot easier.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Denisio. I appreciate it very much. David Campbell, your final words.
You're welcome, sir.
David Campbell, and then over to Dr. Nicole Unwe Francis Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. Roy. And it is great to share the same space with everyone on the line and, of course, with all your listeners. Two things I just want to leave. I'm excited just to be in this greater cloud of witness. And my last thought would be, we live life forward, but we understand life backwards. And, of course, lastly, life is lived on the back of instructions. So I think being with these guests, and of course the summit is coming up, I think this would be a great opportunity just to learn from every coach that's on the line. So I look forward to it. Thank you for this time of sharing.
You're welcome, Mr. David Campbell, Dr. Nicole Unwe Francis Cotton.
Yes, I want to say thank you. Thank you to you, Mr. Love and Inspiration, and also to all our guests today. And to the listener, we are in a disruptive time and a disruptive season. And one of the things that I've learned over the years is that pain or challenges are really there to teach us lesson. And during this time, there are so many lessons that are to be learned if we are to really do some self-reflection, self-awareness, and also look outside of ourselves in terms of how can we be of benefit to others. So we start with ourselves. What are the parts of us that we are going through pain? And what is that pain trying to teach us? And so when we speak about positive disruption, it's really about helping all of us to be able to shift, have a paradigm shift mentally. And so I really would like to encourage everyone listening to us, because we are doing this virtually, you have the opportunity to be a part of this powerful network of people who are going to share with us, and we can all learn from each other. So I invite you to go to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com, and you can download the registration form. If you have any difficulty, feel free to call us at 1-721-524-8731. That's 1-721-524-8731. And you may also send us an email at successcoach@victoriouslivingfoundation.com. That's successcoach@victoriouslivingfoundation.com. I'd like to thank everyone that is a part of this, and also Ascendant Strategy Group that is out of the state. Through Ascendant Strategy, we have a number of speakers, including Sheba Forbes and Dr. Dawn Hunter. So I am very grateful to them as well. So thank you. And look forward to a powerful event.
Thank you, Dr. Nicole Ernemay Francis Cotton. Looking forward to October 9th and 10th. And ladies and gentlemen, you can go on to www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com or give a call on the telephone number 1-721-524-8731. And as we close off, one of the response from one of the listeners of Love and Inspiration, an informative, enlightening, and stimulating program. The speakers were on the ball, and I am looking forward to learn more in October. And that's what it is. Thank you, one of the listeners there. Thank you so much for tuning in and always giving your comments to high quality content on Love and Inspiration. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Honorable Minister of Education and Social Development, the Honorable Deanne Kentis Rogers. Thank you, Mr. Dionisio Wyatt of Spaceless Gardens. Thank you, Mr. David Campbell. Thank you, Dr. Johannes Visselinger and Dr. Nicole Inouye Francis Cotton for being on the show today. Have a blessed one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Roseanne Samian. I will be one of the speakers for Leadership Summit 2020, hosted by Victorious Living Foundation. This year's theme is positive disruption. Yes, I said it correctly, positive and disruptive. Join me as I tell you a story of how I made my circumstances one great adventure. Let's dream again. Sign up at www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Date for this life-changing event is October 10th. I will see you there. Like I said, let's dream again.
So, rumor has it that there is a happening leadership conference taking place on the beautiful island of Saint Martin on October the 9th and 10th. And I've been to your beautiful island, and it is definitely a go-to destination. My name is Sheba Forbes, and I am so excited to be a part of this amazing event on your island. I'm ready to move forward to a more exciting new chapter in my life. How about you? Join me on October 10th as we focus on how you can positively disrupt your status quo. It's easier than you realize, and you are in complete control. That's right, you. See, who you are matters, but it's possible that you've never actually considered your power or your potential. And that's just crazy, right? So you already have everything you need to live the life you want. And now it's time to turn up the volume on your brilliant, excellent personality, because you were designed to thrive, not just survive. So join us at the upcoming Victorious Living Conference and understand the invisible influence of your personality, your values, and your dreams. It's time to live the life you deserve. Look forward to seeing you soon. Take care.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free. free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.